Hey there. This week I'm sharing a book recommendation, and I like to do this every 4 to 6 weeks to help curate books that are of higher consciousness and have been calibrated as to their level of consciousness that can actually help you shift in one way or another. And this week I'm sharing the book, which I have never heard of, called Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less by Greg McGowan. And I got the calibration of this from my subscription website, consciousnesscalibrations.com, which you can subscribe to for free. They have free and paid levels, but you can access a lot of calibrations for free. And the reason this caught my attention is because the energy of it, or the consciousness of it, is 300 on the map of consciousness, which is significant. And the gentleman that does the calibration said this about this particular energy field and the book, that this is a book about cutting out the non-essentials and to focus one's limited energy on what matters most. It seems to be integrous and useful for managing one's willpower. And that's the insights from the gentleman that does the calibrations. But before I get into today's book and topic, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness that you can find at highvibetriberadio.com on the podcast and highvibetribetv.com on our YouTube channel. I'm also founder and editor-in-chief of the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. My intention with these influential books, which have been calibrated above 200 on the map of consciousness, is to introduce you to luminary healers, visionary teachers, best-selling authors, celebrated agents of change, and content that can help you shift on some level, whether on the emotional, mental, physical, or spiritual. Today is no exception. And as Albert Einstein has been famously quoted, you can't solve a problem from the level of consciousness that created it. So let's get started with today's topic, and we're going to talk about the book and why I chose it. We'll have a description of the book from Amazon and a link to it below if you're interested in buying it. And I also want to talk about the level of 300 as an energy field. So it's an impersonal attractor field of energy. And that's all it's simply saying, that this book has within it a certain level of power and truth to it. And I do want to kind of talk about truth for a minute, because I talk about the map of consciousness. The higher you go up the map, the higher level of truth is revealed, essentially. So as you raise your level of consciousness, you become more willing to accept spiritual truth, because once you get up into the 500s, this is the spiritual domain, and things are not linear anymore. I mean, they're not linear in reality, but in your awareness, they become not linear as well. So the higher you go up the map, the more spiritual truth, kind of an eagle's eye view of the truth of our world, you as an individual, us as a planet, us as a universe, us as one of a giant divine creation. So I did want to just kind of explain, like, what holds more truth. And you may not be ready for ultimate reality and truth, which is what Jesus Christ and the Buddha and enlightened individuals become aware of once you get into the 600 and above on the map of consciousness, which is super rare in our world. Very few people on the planet calibrate above 600. I think the last count was maybe 12, you know, fluctuating between 12 and 18, depending on, you know, people come and go. Dr. Hawkins is one of them. He calibrated at 1,000, along with Jesus and Buddha, the super high levels of consciousness. And the only reason I'm willing to accept this as truth is because I've been in the presence of high levels of consciousness known as the mystical realm in the 700s. And I've had those, the levels that I've encountered, calibrated so that I can be honest about, you know, that was my perception of one of my experiences was 850 because it was described distinctly in one of Dr. Hawkins' passages. But in any event, enlightenment exists, but it is not of this world, and it's an ineffable experience, which is very challenging to put into words. And I could only say God-intoxicated ecstasy would come sort of close, but it's hard to describe. So in any event, putting all of this into context is how I hope to help you raise your own level of consciousness and accept yourself for where you are, because 600 and above, 600 to 1,000 is super rare. The 500s are rare. And to be working in the 300s is admirable, because the level of consciousness of the planet is below 200 now, which is, it was above, excuse me, above 200, and then it dropped with all this COVID and politicalization of everything. But anyway, back to the book. The book calibrates at 300 on the map of consciousness, and let's read about the book. So the book, again, is called Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less by Greg McKeown, McKeown. And the reason, you know, first of all, the level of consciousness at 300 is a worthy pursuit to read anything that's at the level of 300. And the topic is super interesting to pursue less consumption, materialism, whatever it is, and understand the energy of this. And it also had a significant amount of 4.5-star ratings on Amazon. It had 11,500 at this the time I'm reading this. And it also got the Goodreads Choice Award nominee. And on Goodreads, it got 90,000 4-star reviews. So this is pretty huge, and I'm surprised it's never come across my awareness before. So let's talk about the book. This is a New York Times bestseller with more than 1 million copies sold. And essentialism isn't about getting more done in less time. It's about getting only the right things done. What's essential? How do you cut out the non-essential? And it features the new Essentialism 21-Day Challenge, which is a timely essential read for anyone who feels overcommitted, overloaded, or overworked. That's a quote from Adam Grant. So here's the description. Have you ever found yourself stretched too thin, simultaneously felt overworked and underutilized, felt busy but not productive? I know that feeling. Felt like your time is constantly being hijacked by other people's agendas. Now, as a teacher of consciousness, I can understand how this can happen often. And there are ways to, you know, getting hijacked by other people's agenda can happen all the time if you're unconscious, especially if they're unconscious and you're not paying attention to their unconsciousness and kind of getting sucked down the rabbit hole with unconscious behavior, which we all have. If you answered yes to any of these, the way out is the way of the essentialist. Essentialism is more than a time management strategy or a productivity technique. It's a systematic discipline for discerning what is absolutely essential, then eliminating everything that is not, so we can make the highest possible contribution toward the things that really matter. By forcing us to apply more selective criteria for what is essential, the disciplined pursuit of less empowers us to reclaim control of our own choices about where to spend our precious time and energy, instead of giving others the implicit permission to choose for us. That's interesting, that sentence. That's what many of us do. Many of us give away our power. Women for sure do this. Men do it in different ways, likely. I'm going to read that again. This book is forcing us to apply more selective criteria for what is essential. The disciplined pursuit of less empowers us to reclaim control of our own choices about where to spend our precious time and energy, instead of giving others the implicit permission to choose for us. That's huge right there. It's saying stop giving, reclaim your power and make your own choices. And this has come into my awareness with another calibration I just looked at this week, having to do with deciding. To decide something at a high level is accessible to all of us unless we have emotional blocks in the way of it. But this particular calibration had to do with deciding to be of higher energy, which in turn is a decision to have higher self-esteem and higher experiences, as opposed to victimhood and giving our power away and loss of energy, right? So that's the difference. And it was really, I think I'll have to do a podcast about this because it was pretty interesting to decide something. And I read about this many years ago when I read Conversations with God. God always said, just decide something. But it wasn't in context like it is now, because a decision at the level of spiritual will, which is 500 and above, is way more powerful. So I'm like, I'm ready to decide and stop. Like, intending is a different energy. So we're not going to go into that right now. I want to stick with the book, go off on tangents here. So essentialism is not one more thing. It's a whole new way of doing everything. It's about doing less but better in every area of our lives. Essentialism is a movement whose time has come. So this is not an overstatement at 300 on the map of consciousness. It's significant. And that's 10 to the 300th power versus stuff that's below 200, you know, 10 to the 199th power where there is no power. To choose essentialism is a sound choice. So I want to discuss other levels of consciousness that are in this same energy field. So again, all levels are impersonal attractor fields. They're there for you to choose and focus on or not. Or you can just be, you know, victim to everything around you as opposed to making conscious choices. So other things that calibrate around 300 are kind of interesting. This is the same energy, essentially. Like, it's the same, let's say 300 lights a particular type of light bulb. The energy and all these other things I'm sharing is the same energy. So I don't know how to get more clear than that, but I try to use, you know, metaphor of like gas in the tank. Like, this has a particular amount of gas in the tank. Is it going to get me to enlightenment? No, but it's going to get me to the energy fields known as balance and sane. Balanced and sane is the level of 300 on the map of consciousness, which I found those calibrations, I'm pretty sure, in Dr. Hawkins' book of slides, because he talks about virtues, the energy of different virtues that are higher consciousness. So let's just put balanced and sane at 300 on the map and compare it to politics or politicizing anything is 180. Huge difference in energy. There's no power in it's destructive, downward pulling, divisive, as we have all clearly witnessed in these past few years where we've things have been politicized in many areas of life, and hence the level of consciousness of our planet has gone down. So just want to put it into context and try not to be disparaging about it, right? I think God and all the divine creation knows how to balance the energies of all of life. And this is kind of a balancing act, I assume, we're going through in our own evolution of consciousness. So here's some good ones. Something that calibrates at 300 is the one, meaning, is there such thing as the one for us? I know many women, and I'm sure men too, dream about the one, their soulmate, their twin flame, whatever that may look like for you. And we often hear that hope to find the one for us romantically. But is it a realistic aim to find the one? And this was a request for this calibration. If so, please could you provide some explanation and further understanding? So, the one, the notion of there being the one, calibrates as true at 300 on the map of consciousness, though depending on the context, it could be anywhere between 250 and 390, which is still high level of truth in finding the one. That they do exist, and it's just a matter of getting out of your way, right? So I'm going to read what Brian has to say, the author of Consciousness Calibrations, because this person requested it, asked for some explanation and further understanding. Although I really shouldn't go into this because I'm here to talk about the energy field in the book today. But if you go to consciousnesscalibrations.com, you can find all the calibrations I'm sharing today and dive deep into it, even though this is fun. Let's get back to the energy of essentialism, right? And 300, what's another thing that calibrates at 300? This is good. Taking out an insurance policy. Whether it's life, home, travel, or pet insurance, is it a wise or fear-based decision? And the answer to that is a wise decision at 300. That is sane. It's a sane choice to take out insurance policies. Because, you know, I've been thinking about this myself. I mean, we live in a world of lower consciousness. 73% of the planet calibrates under 200. So it makes sense that all of us band together our resources to take care of each other, which is kind of what insurance is. I mean, and it calibrates as a positive aspect-oriented thing. I like that one. So here's a good one, since it's Christmas time. The resurrection of Christ. The Christian belief that God raised Jesus on the third day after his crucifixion, starting or restoring his exalted life as Christ and Lord. This calibrates at 300 on the map of consciousness, but the range, depending on context, is 270 to 385. So 385 is the level of wisdom. So there is, it's calibrating as true, and what Brian's saying here is subjectively true in this range, from humility, which is 270, to wisdom at 385. At the level of rationality, not so much. Levels of truth do not necessarily agree. That's what makes them level. So that's interesting. Okay. And he says here, in the range, the provability of Christ's physical resurrection is out of scope. In other words, not a question as symbolism, belief, and positive emotion are the experiential content. So understanding context and content are interesting, and it takes time to kind of get it. But Brian talks a lot about context and content here. But in any event, that the resurrection of Christ, the belief of it, calibrates at 300, which is the 300s of the lands of the emotions as well. Let's see if there's anything else we can change. Macadamia nuts, that's interesting. The military officer as an occupation calibrates at 300. Pope Francis's position on war in Ukraine, his current calibration is 300. Oh, Tom Brady, this is a good one. I'm from New England. I love Tom Brady and the Patriots. Tom Brady, as the most successful U.S. football player and greatest longevity, that statement calibrates, or his social impact calibrates at 300. So that's super high vibe social impact that he has on all of us. So that's what I wanted to share today, today's book. Next week, I think I'm going to talk about, you know, it's New Year's coming up, so how can we set, be decisive or intentional? I think that could be a good topic. I started to hint at that today. How powerful being decisive is, making decision, making a choice, versus being intentional, two different energy fields, and we'll talk about that next week. So thank you for joining me today. If you like what's going on here, you can donate to keep this podcast alive, which there's a link at the bottom of the in the show notes. You can donate to keep it going if you like it, and you can rate and review us. The more ratings and reviews we get, the higher we get bumped up in algorithms of getting found. So, and my intention is to help shift the level of consciousness of the planet to 250. And unfortunately, we dived below 200 again, which kind of stinks. So I'm going to need some help from all of us. Need people of higher consciousness can help shift all of us pretty significantly. In any event, happy holidays to all of us. Merry Christmas for all you Jesus-loving Christians out there. I love Christmas and Santa Claus, as you may have found from last week's episode, which you might want to go check out again. And we'll see you next week, just before the new year. Thanks for joining me. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness podcast, or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, Tools for Transformation, High Vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.